The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Today's the 7th of May, 7:05 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community.
Hey, wait a minute.
Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Your grandson's. Our grandson's 18th birthday.
18th
today.
Birthday today. We ought to call him on the air
And
just say happy. Of course, he's probably unconscious right now.
Well,
the boy's working. Besides going to school, he works at Jiffy Lube or something down there. And he's just
loves working with his hands.
Does. And he's gonna go to college at New Mexico State next year, and he's gonna give it a year. He promised his parents he'd give it a year, but he is somebody that works with his hands, wants to maybe get in the service industry, like a lineman or fireman or something like this.
So happy birthday, Michael, and we'll be calling you.
We're so proud of you, buddy.
Yeah.
Okay, wait, what? What?
This is a really special day today, you guys.
Okay.
What is today?
It's Buford Scale Day.
Buford Scale Day.
I'm not sure I understand that. Could you please explain?
Well, it's about how they invented the scale. It was over 200 years ago, and I guess the guy that invented it was Buford.
Oh, my gosh. Well, we have two Bufords in the house.
We named a Buford. Well, Buford came to us.
No, Buford came to us as Buford.
But Linda added the T to his name, so now it could be Buford T. Justice.
All right, Buford T.
Bott. Probably one of the heroes of Barry Weisswasser, who's with us. But anyway, Pat's our producer today. Always love having Pat in.
Good morning.
Good morning. And it's Buford Scales Day, and Linda's here.
Well, good morning, and let's do a little bit. We do have a wind advisor. Where a gust can get up to about 18 miles per hour. You know, this morning, early, I was looking at, you know, before the sun came up, you know, as it was just becoming dawn, and I was not sure if it was a bird moving, but no, it was the wind. So right now we've got 8 to 13 miles per hour now, but could get gusts up to 18. Looks like we're going to have around 74 highs today with our overnight beautiful clear skies with 51. Now, this week, I just want you to be aware of that. So, think about your animals, your pets, when we start to get this big change in the weather. 80 degrees on Wednesday, going up Thursday to 87, Friday 92, and Saturday 94. So, yes, it begins. But for this forecast, as we get to Monday, 93. So, there's no big change. We just keep going up in the weather, and beautiful skies, but sunny and breezy days. The weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated, where they give senior. I say this with being rote, Carl, like you do, almost like it's a military march. 365-3793, located in Anderson, where they give, it's a veteran-owned business, where they give senior and veteran discounts. The Kinney family doing so many wonderful, beautiful contributions to our North State and our community. That's Shasta Gas Propane. Well, now, it's time. We have a man in yellow here, Barry Weisswasser. Good morning. And you're going to be talking about all things Asphalt Cowboys are putting on.
Oh, absolutely.
As soon as his microphone's turned on.
Yes.
Okay.
Good morning, Barry.
Start again.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, there you are. Okay, here we are. Good morning. Let's start all over.
So, of course, rodeo week is no longer rodeo week. It starts about 2 weeks in advance and then stretches until Saturday, the last
bull is ridden.
Rodeo bull has been ridden.
There you go.
But so this last Friday, we had our top hand dinner, which is our awards banquet, more or less. And a lot of good times at the Elks Club on Friday.
All right.
And then, of course, we participate in all the parades in the area. For instance, this last Saturday was the Shasta Damboree.
Oh.
And by the way, it was rain or shine. and boy, did it rain.
Yes.
It was awesome, except for the wetness. But and then yesterday was our golf tournament, which was an absolute success. And then this Friday is our street dance, chili cook-off, and quick draw contest. It's a free event, and you're all welcome to come down, and if you so desire, you can join the fun of the quick draw contest. Bring your own sidearm, but leave the live rounds at home.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah.
And then the Cottonwood Parade is next Saturday.
I understand Alec Baldwin is going to be the judge of the quick draw contest.
I didn't want to even say it. It was not going to make any sense.
I understand he's going to be the judge of the quick draw contest.
I certainly wasn't going to mention that.
No. Nope. Yep. But, you know, Carl, dive in, buddy.
I had to, you know.
All right, so Barry.
And some people are going.
No. Let's get Alec, on with.
They don't even know who he is.
You're looking at the yellow posters. You're wondering what the guys in yellow, what they do. And tell us a little bit about the Ascot Cowboys before we go into this, every day, because people are driving. Who are the Ascot Cowboys?
The Ascot Cowboys are a community service organization. We were formed in 1953 by a bunch of businessmen around. Mm-hmm. Dicker and Jeremonis, Thompsons. You know, the big names in the town back then.
Some of the old-time pillars that helped build Reading.
Right. And then it was actually, I don't want to get that wrong. As I understand, the Rodeo Association might have been a spin-off of the posse.
Yeah, Sheriff Palma. Posse, and then the posse was putting on the rodeo starting 76 years ago. And then it did spin off into the Reading Rodeo Association.
Okay. But anyway, we are, the Ascot Cowboys, are all sworn volunteer deputies under the Shasta County Sheriff. And we participate occasionally in search and rescue operations. When there's a fire, we may cook meals for evacuees.
Which you did during the car fire.
Yes.
And a couple others.
And a couple others.
Right.
And then also, what's that clicking noise? Oh, yeah.
That's Linda calling Buford back in here. Buford's over there helping Sue with the traffic today.
Oh, good. But and then we also cook for the fire crews.
That's amazing.
We just do many, many events. I mean, we do a lot of the sober grad pancake breakfast. You know, if the kids ever go to sleep, they may want a pancake or two when they wake up or whatever. But yeah, we just do a lot of small events.
Yeah, you do smaller events too. Yes. I've seen that, and I'm trying to remember the last one it was, but y'all were out there. And
Cool April Nights.
Well, yeah, cool. Well, it wasn't a small one. Yeah, yeah. Y'all were out for that. Yeah.
That was a 2-day breakfast, and that's a great one. You know, once we're done with the breakfast, we can wander around, look at all the cars and all that. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
But you know, they weren't classic cars when I first saw them.
They were the new ones. They were brand new. You know, did you get to drive on that car when you first started driving that 1930 Ford?
Did we have giveaway tickets?
Actually, it was before that. It was one of those Flintstone mobiles.
Okay, so we hold Barry over.
To what?
To the next segment.
We're going to give away two tickets.
For the pancake breakfast on the next segment.
That's right. So, this portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. Cornerstone Community Bank is a community bank. It is local. They've been in the business 17 years. They just won an award, a prestigious award, for being one of the best small banks in America. They have 4 branches, 1 in Red Bluff, 2 right here in Reading, and 1 down in Anderson. They've been moving local dreams forward since the day they opened. We do business with Cornerstone Community Bank. We're real pleased. I walked in yesterday and, hi, Carl. Hi. You know, and you know, I mean, they know you, and they take care with you. Learn more at bankcornerstone.com. We'll be right back.
Come Saturday morning, I'm going away with my friend. Will Saturday spend till the end of the day? Just I and my friend. We'll travel for miles in our Saturday smile.
Tired of that long drive home from Sacramento? Try Redding Regional Airport, where you can travel the world with one connection on United, Alaska, or Avelo Airlines. RDD is located just down the road. Skip the drive, enjoy quick check-ins, and travel with ease and convenience. Getting where you want to go is easier than ever with nonstop flights to San Francisco, Seattle, Los Angeles, and Burbank. Enjoy that vacation you've been dreaming about. Fly with ease and convenience from Redding Regional Airport.
If your pest control company has you wondering what stresses you out more, the bugs they miss or the bill they send you, then it's time to ditch big corporate pest control and call your local guys, Jefferson Pest Control. We have a combined 70 years of experience in dealing with pests including termites, ants, spiders, roaches, rodents, and more. We're local, we're fair, we answer the phone, and we can't wait to hear from you. We're Jefferson Pest Control. You can find us on Google.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Hello, this is Rollin from the Flag Center. Are you thinking about a new flagpole for Memorial Day or 4th of July? Well, now is a good time. Currently, our high-quality Titan telescoping poles are on sale at prices too low to advertise. These beautiful silver or dark bronze poles are backed by a lifetime warranty and wind-rated at 95 miles per hour. The Flag Center, 2124 Hilltop Drive, since 1982.
Hi friends, Tobacco and Brew here with a new cigar of the humidor, La Aroma de Cuba Pasión. Straight from the estate of Don Pepin Garcia comes this excellently crafted cigar. Profound notes of nougat, leather, molasses, and cedar please the palate throughout. La Aroma de Cuba Pasión. Be sure to get yours today. Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Today, the 7th of May, our grandson's birthday. Michael's 18 today, 7:20 in the morning. And with us is Barry Weisswasser from the SV Cowboys. And wearing the famous yellow shirt. That
absolutely.
Can't miss that yellow.
Nope. Conceals the beer stains.
The thing really doesn't.
The Asphalt Cowboys have a lot of things going on. And as Barry pointed out, this thing starts, it's not a, everybody thinks, oh, the rodeo starts on the 15th, which it does.
Right.
But things start on the 3rd, and it started with your top hand dinner, then the golf tournament, street dance, chili cook-off, quick draw contest all on the same day. And then, the Ring Rodeo then has, on the, 11th is the steak feed and dance, but it's also, it's the mutton busting slack time. There's going to be 150 kids out there riding sheep at starting at 3 o'clock on the,
nice.
On the, 11th.
Yeah, that's going to be Saturday, and they have like over 180 entries. Anyway, so these are all the things going on. But
right.
Let's get back into the Asphalt
right.
Cowboys and
yeah,
the fact
on.
Of. Yeah, I know you guys work hand in hand on a lot of things. Your clubhouses are right next to each other, and
we're tight. We're united.
Yeah, and so
of course.
So what would you like to drive home today besides we got tickets to give away for the pancake breakfast?
Well,
which is what? How much do you guys? What, tell us about ish, the kind of money the pancake breakfast brings in.
Well, let's just put it this way. We serve over 10,000 people breakfast. And, you know, at $5 a ticket in advance, $6 at the gate, you know, that's quite a chunk of money. But, you know, we have, you know, volunteers that help us because there's only 40 of us.
And it's always 40.
We have so many volunteers.
Yeah.
That's the most we can have in by our bylaws. And so we don't do all of the work, 99% of it. But we have a lot of volunteers that come in to do the other 90%.
Well, how many? When you're selling, okay, so you make your pancake batter in a cement mixer, essentially, don't you?
Well, we started out that way, but then the cement mixer turned out to be too small. So now we have a stainless steel tub and an outboard motor that mixes it. It's not a gas motor, but I just
like
want everybody to know that.
I was going
to
say that.
It's a two-cycle.
In case you get a little oil on top.
Yeah,
no,
you strain it off.
Yeah. And so it's electric. So you, and then you've got, I don't know how many people are cooking. It looks like, 20 people got to be cooking at all times.
Yes. I think we have 22 or 24 stoves.
Right. And then.
Plus the sausage stoves.
And the sausage stoves.
Yeah,
and then the people down there handing out the drinks. You can get coffee all through there.
Yes.
And is it going to be back in the Gulch again, or is it going to be back where we were last year?
Same, yeah. I think we're going to be
there
permanently
forever.
Downtown.
Okay.
Downtown.
Yeah.
On
right Martin's there Street. in the new section of
I
the
do
town.
Miss the old, only because.
We do too.
Only because, you know, it's almost as they move the fair. You're used to, you know, how many years.
Even it's over in the next field.
Yeah.
It's still, because it's right there next to where
it's a tradition, so.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
You can move people in and out. And by the way, you say, 10,000 people. The line, believe it or not, I've never seen lines. You know, I mean, the line is constantly moving.
Yes.
So it's not like you're standing anywhere.
We can serve over 2,500 people at any one moment. Did I say 25 or 21?
You said 25.
Okay, yes, 2,500.
That's 2,500
yeah. And
people.
And it's just a constant stream of people coming through. And then all the tables are there. I mean, everything. So
Thursday we'll set up for that.
Uh-huh.
And at about midnight, 1 o'clock in the morning, they'll start mixing batter. And I usually get down there 2:30. And, you know, there's always something that needs to be done.
Yeah.
So, you know, you just go and do it, whatever it is.
Well, the radio stations set up down there. We do a remote from right there. We talk
right.
to people. It's just a great time for us, too. And then when we're finished, we kind of grab our stuff and put it to the side, and then we go have our breakfast.
Sure.
And but we're giving away two tickets. So if you give us a call at 530-605-4567, I'm giving away two tickets to the pancake breakfast. That's going to be a week from Friday.
Yes, the 17th of May.
There you go.
Is the breakfast.
Okay.
And but we yes. start our week Monday, the 13th, is Special Needs Kids Day.
Yeah, that's a Reading Rodeo Association event.
In conjunction,
that,
yes.
That Asphalt Cowboys have been an integral part of for decades now.
Yeah.
That also was started by John Bauma. And that's going to be, and that's, we're going to have over 200 kids this year.
That's awesome.
And it's not really open to the public because we have so many parents down there and everything. And what it consists of is the kids come in there, they get cowboy hats, they get bandanas, there's photographs taken, and these kids get up on a horse and they're led around the rodeo arena. And this is, and you've been there before, Barry.
Oh.
So, haven't you?
25 times.
Yeah, I mean, and what you see from these kids who are frightened a lot of times, and some of them haven't even talked for a long time, they get on that horse, and it just, like, changes their lives. And the parents notice it, and they're, I mean, this is a tearjerker.
It is. It is.
I don't think, go ahead, please, I'm sorry.
Well, no, I was just going to say, for me and most all the cowboys, it is our most gratifying and emotional
Yeah. Yeah. Same thing, you know, with our Reading Rodeo Association. This is such a big thing. And I think if, you know, okay, we have to drop something out. The last thing that would ever be dropped out is a Special Kids Day, and that's going to be Monday the 13th.
Well, yep. What I was going to say here is that, you know, we are now in that slide. The slide for you has obviously been a week ago. But we think about, it's Mother's Day. We're coming up, you know. Saturday is going to be, for the Reading Rodeo, is going to be the steak feed. All of these things, like, you know, what we have to do every single day, and what you, it's amazing how your organization every single day that starts a year in advance to get it organized.
Oh, yeah.
And have different committees helping. All of the things going on with the Asphalt Cowboys. Now, we gave tickets away. Janice, congratulations. You won those two tickets to the pancake breakfast.
Just come on down and pick them up. Hey, Barry, then you've got the big bank hold up. And
that's what I've heard. You know, you never know. I mean, it's, you know, how do you know when there's going to be a bank hold up?
Well, not only that, who do you think is even going to be robbing the bank? People you trust. People you sleep with. Have been bank robbers, and you find it out.
He's been sleeping with the enemy.
Sleeping, I've been sleeping with felons.
People I sleep with.
Mm. Well, last year.
I never would have thought.
I didn't. I had no idea. And Linda, you know, for the first time in our whole marriage, was able to keep a secret from
me. I know,
me.
I can't. It was so. I go, you know, but. And then I went this. Look at. Can you believe the flowers? I just have to swallow.
What was
coming out of my mouth. It was so hard.
And so here I am reading each day, reading the clues.
The clues I'm here.
And never once thought, oh, you know, oh, that sounds like Linda, you know. So,
I'll be darned.
Nope, never
yeah,
did.
That was a toughie. You were there.
You couldn't have won, buddy.
You were there, so Barry.
I was talking to some of the Asphalt Cowboys. They were down there doing something, drinking some beer, and they were looking at the – some of the Reading Rodeo Association cowboys drinking some beer, believe it or not. And they were looking at the clues, and they said, you know, that sounds like right out here in front. But none of them got up and went outside, and somebody came down and got the money.
It was hidden
down there. Okay, so then the last big event, of course, for the Asphalt Cowboys is the Rodeo Parade.
Yes.
On the Saturday.
Yes, the 18th.
18th.
And bigger and better than ever. You know, as I understand, we're having the Marines mounted color guard.
Nope.
No, we're not.
Coming. They're not coming this year.
Oh, and why?
That's terrible.
I don't know. Nobody's called me about it specifically, but it's because they're sending them to the East Coast. Everything's East Coast this year. And they're trying to, from what I understand, they're trying to raise the perception up there with all the people with the money back on the East Coast in the Marine Corps.
Oh, yeah.
Hoping to get
people
to
that hate
form
the military.
Up two different organizations, two different groups, that then they can travel on both sides of the coast.
Well, they used to have the two groups.
They did.
And then about how long ago was it?
It was a long time ago.
Yeah.
So,
but anyway,
for the first time in like 14 years, they're not going to be with us.
Yeah.
It's been disappointing, but okay, but we still have the parade.
Yes, and that's what we're talking about. And, you know, a bunch of school bands, a lot of floats,
a lot of other mounted
groups.
Yes, yes.
Search and Rescue, Rodeo Association. So, yeah, it'll be a great, great parade as always. And
it is.
And then
is.
I got rodeo tickets for Saturday night. That's the climax for my rodeo week.
Right.
Going to the rodeo. I even do see some of the rodeo action. A lot of times I spend in the back, but
right.
Well, I tell you what, you work the rodeo, you don't see the rodeo.
No.
If you work the rodeo, you don't see the rodeo. I mean, it's a great time. A lot of the guys
absolutely.
Will take one of those nights just so they can, you know, have rodeo night. And,
sure.
But this year it's going to be, for Linda and I, it's just going to be working the whole time. So, anyway.
Well, I know.
Okay.
They need to keep you busy, I know.
Now, if you want to get tickets for the pancake breakfast, how do you do it?
Well, if you don't see a yellow-shirted cowboy wandering around looking lost, who may have some tickets, we'll have them. We have them for sale at Lulu's on the corner of Pine Market
just
and Cypress
there,
Street.
Just there last night for dinner.
Oh, good. And also the Paint Mart and I believe the San Francisco Deli.
Okay.
So.
And it's a great event. Come down and have breakfast with 10,000 of your closest friends. And trust me, it's not a cluster down there. Everything is so organized. Everything is moving. The pancakes are good. Sausage is good. And if you're extremely lucky, you might even get a orange juice.
They might get to see me.
They might get to see
Barry. I'll be the one in the yellow shirt.
Barry, thanks a lot.
Thank you, guys.
Okay, we have to take a break, and we have the Patriot Guard riders joining us right after our break. In this portion of the show, brought to you by Patrick Gorman, attorney at law. If you're not getting treatment for a work injury, then because of denials, if the insurance company is dragging their feet, if something's going on, you need somebody that's an expert in workers' compensation, and that's Patrick Gorman. You just have to give him a call at 530-262-2168. It's a free consultation. He'll tell you. He'll hear what's going on. He'll tell you, you know, in some cases it does take this much time. Other times he'll say, nope, I think I can help you. And since work injuries can be life and family changing, you need the best advice out there, and that's Patrick Gorman. Give him a call, 530-262-2168, and we'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
Feel the pulse of excitement as the Redding Rodeo returns. Buck and by the River, May 15th to the 18th. Secure your place now with tickets exclusively available at ReddingRodeo.com. Experience where legends are forged and unforgettable memories created at the Redding Rodeo. Mark your calendars for May 15th to the 18th. Thank you to our sponsors, Redding Rancheria, Valero, and Ford. Don't let this opportunity slip away. Visit ReddingRodeo.com today.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Redding and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall winter. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already, we are experiencing record high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high price winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Attention all gardening enthusiasts. It's time to celebrate 50 years of greenery and growth at Gold Leaf Nursery in Reading. That's right, folks. For almost a half a century, Gold Leaf Nursery has been your go-to destination for all things garden-related. And to mark this incredible milestone, they're throwing the biggest sale this year. The nursery is blooming with vibrant perennials and annuals, hardy shrubs, succulents, and majestic trees, vegetables, herbs, roses, ground coverings, along with 1 gallon or larger and all bag soil amendments. Their extensive selection ensures that there's something for every taste and style. And don't forget about their premium selection of statuaries, fountains, and bird baths to add that perfect finishing touch. At Gold Leaf Nursery, they're not just about selling plants. They're about cultivating joy, creating memories, and nurturing connections with nature. Come visit them today and let them help turn your outdoor space into a sanctuary you'll love coming home to. Thanks for voting Gold Leaf Nursery best in the North State. Come check them out on Churn Creek Road, 1/4 mile from Airport Road. Open Tuesday through Saturday.
And good morning and welcome back to our Tuesday edition here of KCNR. This is Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott. How are you this morning? Looks like we're going to have a beautiful day with temperatures around 74 and overnight lows of 51. As we progress to the week, 80 on Wednesday, going up to 87 on Thursday, in the 90s on Friday and Saturday. So that's the kind of weather we've got in front of us. And welcome to our morning show.
If you think about purchasing an electric vehicle, Reading Electric Utility has rebates available that can help offset the cost of your vehicle and charging station. Visit cityofreading.org/EV for more information about local, state, and federal rebates available. And we're here with Bob Prosser, who is, and you may not know Bob by name, but you've seen Bob out there. He is the ride captain of our local Patriot Guard riders. He is the president of the Shasta Riders Veterans Escort and the assistant state captain for the Patriot Guard riders. Did I get most of those right?
Yes.
Get right in there on that purple thing.
Good morning, Bob.
Yeah, good morning, and thank you for what you do.
Well, it's an honor, and we do over 100 escorts a year out to the Northern California Veterans Cemetery, and I talked to one of the managers out there, and they said there's almost 10,000 veterans buried out there already.
Man.
Yeah, and
you know, when we came here, when I came here 16 or 17 years ago, and it just started, really. I mean, now it's that whole front area has been used and all the side.
I mean, in the cemetery.
At the cemetery,
where
yeah.
it was 15 years ago. Yeah.
Yeah, it was.
It was just sagebrush.
Well, manzanita.
It is a beautiful place.
No, they had it there, but they had just opened it up. It seems like.
Did I tell you that my parents have transferred where they want to be buried?
To up here.
Yeah, that's a big deal.
Yeah. So, and he's a veteran, and so. We can
where they want to remain. I don't know what you want to call it. Where they go to rest.
Cremains.
Yes.
Well, there's no cost for a veteran to be buried out there at IGO. And it's a state agency, so they're open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, for services out there. They're closed on Wednesdays for maintenance, you know, grounds crew. But all you have to do is call up and make arrangements, either through one of the mortuaries or through them, the cemetery itself, and you can get everything taken care of.
We could reserve a spot up there for your parents. But I don't know if they want to be in the wall. Or they want to be...
Yes, they do. They said they'd like to be above ground.
Okay. There we are.
They're called columbariums.
Yes.
Yeah.
And there's two that are there. And each side has 100 doors on it. So there's at least 100 people on each side.
Okay.
And so there's 1,000 because there's 10 rows, so there's 1,000 people there. And then there's a second one was built, and now that they're both full, completely full, and they've just broke ground here, maybe a month ago. They're going to build two more directly behind the one that's on the northern side of the building.
Yeah. Okay, now the Patriot Guard Riders started when?
About 10 years ago. And we were involved with a group called the Missing in America Project, and you know how it is, how when boys can't get along, and so the Patriot Guard Riders separated from the Missing in America Project. Fred Salante, who just recently passed away, was the founder of the Missing in America Project. And a lot of us belong to both groups, MIP and PGR. But now Fred's gone, there's very little. So we've taken over, and we're throughout the whole United States. And we're always looking for new riders. You don't have to be a veteran to join. You don't have to have a motorcycle. All you have to do is show honor and respect for veterans.
You can follow it up in your car or
yes,
truck.
Yes, most definitely.
And then you have a flag line. That's
we do a
there.
Stand. We meet the people, the family, at a given location, usually at one of the mortuaries, Allen and Dahl McDonald's, Lawncrest. We do a flag line there when the veteran is placed in the hearse, or on occasions we will transport the urn out to there, and one of our members has a 1934 Ford that's all decked out and colored up it's called the Wounded Warrior Vehicle, and his name is Fred Loveland, and he'll transport the urn out there for you. But he now has a coach to carry a casket, and we're getting all the particulars worked out on that so that he can transport. But we have done a few of those. And it's got glass on the sides, so you can see the flag-draped casket as we're going out there. We have different routes. We have Placer Street, Clear Creek Road, and Gas Point Road are three major routes that we take. And I'd really like to thank all the public, because they honor our veterans by pulling over to the side of the road as we're approaching, and they stop, and they turn their headlights on high beam, and they turn their emergency flashes on to honor the veteran and the family, to show their respect. Thank you.
And having ridden in the Patriot Guard Riders, Linda and I have both ridden in there, it's an honor. And you feel it when you're riding. We've been in rides that haven't had a lot of people attending, and we've been in others that just went on and on and on and on for miles. It's, you know, being able to stand there and hold the flag when they're bringing the remains through. It's a big thing. And if this is something like you'd like to join, and it's frankly, it's easy. I mean, it doesn't cost you any money or anything.
Right. There are no dues.
There's no dues, and all you need is a flag and a flagpole, and they have collapsible flagpoles mm-hmm. that we can ride with and then put it out there. It's just last big funeral was for Commander
Jim Gibson.
Jim Gibson, yes. And a lot of people there for that.
Yes. And great man.
Yeah, great man.
Yeah.
Now, so how do people get a hold of you to join?
Well, we don't have a website. You can go on, just type on your computer, Google Patriot Guard Riders. And that'll come up, and then you can just type in California, and it'll show there's six different assistant captains in California, and just look up Northern California, and my name and phone number and email address will show up there.
Bob Prosser.
Yeah.
So how many members do you have right now? I know that's a nebulous number because it flows.
Yeah, well, we have, I think there are 39 members that are signed up, but let's say it's an all-volunteer group, and so on any given day we'll have a dozen to 15, maybe 18 riders show up regularly, but we do have 39 members.
And the and so what happens is they meet at the funeral home.
Right. Well, I put all the family or the mortuary contacts me. I do all the paperwork, submit it to National, and to we get a plaque for the family to honor the veteran. And then I send it out to our vice president, John Severson. He writes everything up and submits it to emails. And there are, it goes out to all the law enforcement agencies, Caltrans, a number of different people, but there's about 250 people on John's list that the each escort goes out to. And then our riders get this, and then they show up on that date at that time at that location, and we do our process.
It's much more organized than it was when I first started riding. We'd be down at Tobacco and Brew, and they okay, we got something going today, and Bruce Compton, and we gather our stuff up and head out, and then they started doing things, you know, then the rules started coming, well, you have to wear this, you have to wear that, and it's like, oh, you can't speed up and down the road like this anymore, you know, so, okay.
Well, we are permitted through the state of California.
That's right.
to block intersections, and we have to notify Caltrans about 10 days in advance, CHP. Any law enforcement agency that we travel through their jurisdiction, we notify them in advance. I mean, their road could be closed. There could be something going on.
Yeah.
You know, that they would tell us, oh, you need to take another route.
What's the longest one you've been on?
Went to Arlington.
Okay, now, yes, then we had the one that went to Arlington, but I mean kind of a local area.
Oh. Whenever a veteran passes away, whether killed in action or whatever, missing in action, we go to Sacramento and to the airport where the remains are brought in. And
okay.
We'll bring them back to Redding. We've done that several times.
Okay.
But we, our group here, we have all of Northern California. What is it, 7 counties there. We go all the way to the Oregon border, to the coast, and over to Nevada.
Okay. So, yeah, it's not just right here in Redding.
Correct.
Go all the way to the Oregon border.
We have IGO is the only cemetery that we have here, Veteran Cemetery, but we also go to private cemeteries. Like we've been to St. Joseph Cemetery out on Eureka Way a number of times. We went up to Fort Jones here a while back.
Oh,
and,
okay.
And been to Mount Shasta a few times, Oroville, well, different places. Been over to Eureka a few times, too, but yes.
Well, thanks so much, Bob, for being in here today with us and talking about the Patriot Guard riders. You're always invited back. Okay. Just let us know. And this is really a fine organization, my friends. And if, you know, you're retired and you say, well, what can I do? Well, you get a hold of Bob. And, you know, you can be a member of this as many times as you want or as few times as you want.
It's all volunteer.
It's all volunteer.
You show up when you can. If you can't make it, that's okay. But most guys show up regularly. I should say.
Of course.
Several of us show up regularly. But then if you can't make it, that's okay. You know, we don't hold it against you.
Okay, Linda, I just want you to know that 30 years from now when I pass, that I'd like to have the Patriot Guard riders or whatever their equivalent is at that point.
Okay.
There to escort me. Yes. Bob, thanks a lot for everything you do. This is Bob Prosser from the Patriot Guard Riders, and if you just look it up on Patriot Guard Riders on, you know, Google it, and then go to the Northern California one, you'll get Bob's phone number and information, and to get more information about this, maybe go out on one, see what it's like. Thanks a lot, buddy. Okay, we're going to take a quick break, and we're going to be right back.
I'm Jack Potter, Jr., Tribal Chairman for Redding Rancheria. We've proudly partnered with the Redding Rodeo Association for Native American Appreciation Night and Extreme Bulls and Barrels on May 15th at the Redding Rodeo Grounds. As you know, our roots and hearts are here in this community and are proud of this partnership. From grants to help local businesses and government to making health care available to so many. To our own community events like the Stillwater Powwow that happens right here on this same land. Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Are you craving a delicious pizza at a great price? Look no further than Charlu's Tap House. Charlu's Tap House is bringing back their incredible pizza deal. Every Tuesday from 4 p.m. until close, you can enjoy half off on your second pizza. That's right, buy one of any size and get the second one half off. This offer is only available for dine-in. So gather your friends and family and head over to Charlu's Tap House. The famous meal deal is back by popular demand. For just $29.95, you can choose between a medium two-topping pizza or a large plate of spaghetti with two mouth-watering meatballs. You have the option to indulge in a large house or Caesar salad. It's a complete feast at an unbeatable price. Charlu's Tap House is the place to be every day of the week from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Enjoy a refreshing drink from our beer wall and get a fantastic 25% off during happy hour. Don't miss out on these incredible offers. Visit Charlu's Tap House today and savor the flavors you love at the prices that can't be beaten.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org, and they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Your vacation is over, but the worst part, the long drive home from Sacramento. Unless you chose to fly from Redding, at Redding Regional Airport, your takeoff and landing are close to home, with quick check-ins and nonstop flights to San Francisco, Seattle, Los Angeles, and Burbank. You can travel the world with one connection on United, Alaska, or Avelo Airlines. Next time, skip the drive to and from Sacramento. Fly with ease and convenience from Redding Regional Airport.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
I'm Jack Potter, Jr., Tribal Chairman for Redding Rancheria. We've proudly partnered with the Redding Rodeo Association for Native American Appreciation Night and Extreme Bulls and Barrels on May 15th at the Redding Rodeo Grounds. As you know, our roots and hearts are here in this community and are proud of this partnership. From grants to help local businesses and government to making health care available to so many. To our own community events like the Stillwater Powwow that happens right here on this same land. Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. And welcome back to the show here, 7:52 in the morning. And on the 7th of May, and let's talk about something. Tonight, Redding City Council was having a meeting tonight. And one of the things they're going to talk about is removing Aaron Hatch from the City Planning Commission. And I find this really interesting because
a couple of weeks ago,
Tanessa Audette and Mayor Tanessa Audette and Vice Mayor Julie Winters told the rest of the city council they feel like the chair of the Redding Planning Commission, Aaron Hatch, was making a divisive environment on the commission. So tonight they're going to consider whether to remove Hatch from the Planning Commission. He said on April 9th Planning Commission meeting, he said that the city attorney had offered him advice that seemed non-standard and that he felt like staff intended to use that advice to design a specific outcome on a council vote. According to Audette, that was just too far, and Winter agreed, telling her fellow council members she likes to see Hatch removed from the office. Now, they can do that. I mean, it's perfectly under their purview that they can remove and replace under a majority vote of the council. If ousted, Hatch would be the third commissioner replaced by Audette within the last month. The other two commissioners had completed their current terms, but could have been reappointed, and both wanted to be reappointed.
into their planning under the commission. Now, the Planning Commission, what's it do? It's going to have a significant role in shaping the in-process update to the riverfront specific plan. Now, I'm getting this from, by the way, Shasta Scout put out a real good article, and so I am paraphrasing a lot of things that Annalise Pierce wrote in here, but it's also been in the Record Searchlight too. Anyway, debt and now the riverfront specific plan, of course, is how they're going to develop the whole riverfront. Well, the two people that were having some questions about how this was going, Cameron Middleton and Marcus Parton, just weren't reappointed. And in their places were two really pro-development people, Joshua Johnson. But the other one was kind of a surprise, because he has, that I know of, I mean, and it could be I'm totally wrong, doesn't have a lot of expertise in this, where Middleton was a real estate for a long time, and Parton was a developer, and Aaron Hatch has got a lot to do with the Shasta Land Trust. So they I'm trying to get his name on it, and I'm just falling through my mouth, but it's like, I think it was Stein? Michael, I'll find it here in a second. But he is the music director, head of the music direction and multimedia there at Bethel. So I don't know what his background is, but he's the one that they put, that Tanessa Audette named to do this. So now, if they remove Aaron Hatch for this quote, grievous thing he supposedly did, that's the third one that's going to be replaced in a month. Now, you have to ask yourself, why? To me, and this is just to me, but I encourage people to go down to the meeting tonight to hear what Aaron Hatch has done that's so wrong that he has to be removed, and he's creating this, quote, toxic environment.
That's what they said.
And,
the quote.
But the thing is this just another way for Tanessa Audette and Julie Winter to load the Planning Commission with people that are all just pro-development and not, somebody with the other point of view? I mean, you want all different points of view coming out of the Planning Commission. Now, they can't approve anything, but they do have a lot to say. They do a lot of meetings. They can present things, and then it's up to the city council anyway. But when DeQuisto complained about it, because the vote was 3-2 again to remove, to not reappoint Middleton and Parton, and to put in the new people, they voted against it, and then Michael DeQuisto used the term juggernaut once again, saying, oh, it's the Bethel juggernaut that is voting on this.
Michael DeQuisto's words.
Yes.
Not KCNR's words.
No, that was his words. And the two guys, Joshua Johnson and David Stein. And they were approved by the Audette, Winter, and Jack Munch. Now, it just so happens they all go to Bethel. All right, so does that mean that Audette and Winters took real umbrage at the fact that he's saying, I don't want you talking about my church again. This has got nothing to do with it. That's what Tanessa said. And but it kind of looks like many of the votes are 3-2. Most of the votes are 3-2. Tanessa, Jack, and Julie on one side. And now, if you remember when it was Mazzano's turn to be mayor, that he was passed over for Tanessa, 3-2 vote, that Tanessa was running for assembly just like Mark Mazzano was. And she became the mayor as opposed to Mark becoming the mayor. Now, I can't tell you if that's a plus or minus when it comes to voting for the assembly. As it turns out, it wasn't a big plus because Heather Hatchwick took, I think, 10 of 12 counties.
A big lead.
Took 10 or 12 counties. Mark took Shasta County, and then Tanessa got a county. But what it's doing is it's giving the impression that they are using their positions and to load the planning commission with people that just have one thought in mind. Develop, develop, develop. Now, is that what's going to happen? I have no idea. But if you'd like to hear what's going on,
go to city council.
Go to
meeting.
City council tonight and just listen and see what's happening. Will Aaron Hatch be able to defend himself? We'll find out. Got to run. We'll be right back after the news with O2.
KCNR, Shasta Redding.
Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. The destruction is widespread, and at least one death is blamed on powerful storms that have devastated communities near Tulsa.
One tornado ripped through the town of Barnsdall, Oklahoma, just north of Tulsa Monday night. Roger Edwards, lead forecaster of the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, says from Monday to early Tuesday, they received 15 reports of tornadoes throughout the Midwest.
Eastern Oklahoma, southern Oklahoma, and I'd say central and eastern Missouri still have a threat for severe wind, tornadoes, and hail.
The storms began Monday with gusty winds and rain, but at night, tornadoes began hitting northern Oklahoma. Two areas hit, Sulphur and Holdenville, are still recovering from a deadly tornado late last month. In Kansas, some areas received hail the size of an apple. I'm Donna Water.
Israel is going after Hamas in Rafah after rejecting a ceasefire plan accepted by the terror group. Israel says that proposal fell far short of meeting its core demands. President Biden about to deliver a Holocaust remembrance speech at the U.S. Capitol.
Today's ceremony comes as the Hamas attack on Israel and controversy over the war in Gaza have sparked new waves of violence and hateful rhetoric toward Jews and disruptive demonstrations on college campuses across the country. The White House says the president will issue a forceful condemnation of anti-Semitism as he continues to balance support for Israel with his efforts to constrain the war in Gaza.
And that's White House correspondent Greg Clugston. Prosecutors have called Stormy Daniels to the stand at former President Trump's New York criminal trial. Daniels is the woman at the center of a non-disclosure agreement with Mr. Trump. Checking Wall Street now, stocks are higher. The Dow is up 110 points. The Nasdaq ahead 33, and the S&P better by 16 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Biden has started tracking Christians like cattle. Yes, you heard it right. He pressured banks to tag transactions for certain keywords. One of them is Holy Bible. That's a horrifying and creepy attack on our religious freedoms. It's made possible by a digital financial system that makes you a sitting duck. But you do have other options. I recommend a physical gold IRA from Birch Gold Group. I'm Lance Wallnau, a news analyst, a best-selling author, an evangelical leader to people who cherish their financial independence. A precious metals IRA can help you avoid the scrutiny of Biden's anti-Christian bureaucracy while also preserving your retirement savings. To find out more, get your free info kit on gold IRAs by texting the word FAITH to 989898. Birch Gold Group is the only gold company I trust. Get their free info kit and see how a gold IRA can help you. Text FAITH to 989898. There are no strings attached. So text FAITH to the number 989898 right now and take action to protect your own prosperity.
In China, the assailant's weapon of choice was a knife.
China's state media has reported a knife attack at a hospital in the country's southwest, with several people injured. China's official Xinhua agency called the attack in Yunnan province a vicious assault. The suspect involved in the attack has been arrested, according to a local TV channel. Witnesses told local media that medical staff were among the injured. Knife attacks have happened before in China, often at kindergartens. A man with a knife killed six people and wounded one other last July at a kindergarten in southeastern China's Guangdong province. I'm Karen Chama.
Chinese President Xi's visit to European ally Serbia falls on a symbolic date, 25th anniversary of the bombing of the Chinese embassy during NATO's air war over Kosovo. American jets dropped five bombs on the Chinese embassy compound in Belgrade, setting it on fire and killing three Chinese nationals. News and analysis at townhall.com. Looks like Boeing has some catching up to do in its competition with its European rival. Airbus holds a sales lead over Boeing.
That's even before Boeing encountered more fallout from manufacturing troubles and ongoing safety concerns. Airbus has outpaced Boeing for 5 straight years in plane orders and deliveries. And now Boeing is facing a government-mandated production cap on its best-selling plane. Yet aviation analysts say the European company is unlikely to extend its advantage much further, despite having customers clamoring for more commercial aircraft. That's because Airbus already is making planes as fast as it can and is sold out for the rest of the decade. John Scott reporting.
Vladimir Putin beginning his sixth term as Russia's president after destroying his political opposition, launching a devastating war in Ukraine, and consolidating power. Already in office for almost 25 years, Putin is the longest-serving Kremlin leader since Stalin. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome back to Free Fire Radio right here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. We're streaming everywhere in the world on KCNR, 1460.com. Phone lines here at 530-605-4567 in case we give something else away. And Pat's at the helm. Good morning, buddy.
Good morning to you all.
Always glad to have you.
Thank you so
here.
Much for being with us.
And,
Pat, we just played a gig on, Saturday.
Oh, yeah. That was so smooth. Oh,
it
my
was
gosh.
Fun. It was like... really, yeah, it was like butter.
Yeah.
And then, of course, Linda's here with the, weather.
Good morning,
which
everybody.
Sounds like better.
Yeah. gorgeous day out. It's going to be around 74 today, but we do have a wind advisory with gusts up to 18 miles per hour today. Clear skies tonight with overnight lows of around 51. Tomorrow calls for about sunny 80, beautiful skies once again, overnight lows of 59, and sunny and breezy on Thursday. What's up with this wind? 87 on that day, Thursday night. 60 and clear. Friday, 92. Saturday, 94. So no pets in the car. Groceries, be careful about that. Keep your windows cracked. And do we have Crackmaster windshield and repair? Speaking of which, I'm just going to go ahead and read for them because we always like to do, you know, shout out to Jeff. And, you know, it's that time where you're going with air conditioning and heat and air conditioning and heat. If you've got a crack or a windshield or a chip, go see Jeff at Crackmaster.
Windshield repair.
Absolutely.
You'll get that fixed and guarantee it for the life of the windshield. Locally owned, locally operated, a veteran-owned business. 3208 South Market Street.
And yeah. I forgot to read, forget to tell you who brings us the weather. Also a veteran-owned. As you can tell that there's a little bit of these veteran-owned. We're a veteran-owned company. These veteran-owned businesses, which would be Shasta Gas Propane located in Anderson. The Kinney family always bringing us the weather here on KCNR, where they give senior and veteran discounts, 365-3793. And with us this morning, we have somebody who just brings sunshine in the room every time I see her, and that's our one and only Jennifer Cram from Employment O2 Services. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you.
Yeah, look at you.
O2 Employment Services.
Yeah. What did I say?
Employment O2 Services.
All right. Well, however,
I just
you
wanted to make sure that's right you. Because, you know.
O2 Employment Services, yes. And you are
Director of Operations.
Absolutely, Director of Operations. But we're talking about human resources. And good morning. Welcome to the show. We always like
Thank
to hear what's
you.
Going on. What's the trend? What is happening? What do we need to look out for?
Oh my gosh, where
There's
do
so
I begin?
So many great questions.
Yeah.
Yes.
Where do I begin? Well, thank you guys for having me on. I love this and it is the best to start my day here with you guys. You guys are sunshine. That is for sure.
Thank you.
Well,
yes.
You know what? Jennifer comes in and she's always
looking like a million bucks.
Ready and she's smiling and all this and so then we talk about what's been going on, which will never make it on the
no,
air.
Jennifer, no, Jennifer, AK Ginger.
Yeah.
Also known as, we won't even go there. But anyway, Ginja.
But one of the things that when we talk about it is the morass of regulations when it comes to HR.
Yes.
And the, you know, how you're trying to do everything right.
Right.
But they make changes that you will never, ever know about.
No.
Until it bites you in the butt.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's never changing, or ever changing, I should say. Every time I turn around, there's some new law. There's something that's gone into effect that poor employers just can't keep up with. And that makes it really difficult to be an employer and to be in the workspace. And you're trying to just run a business, right? And you just want to provide for people and provide a service. But instead, you're really regulated by the government. And especially in California, California is one of the most difficult states to operate in as a business owner.
So we have friends here in Reading. He's in the medical field.
Yeah.
And they used your services, they employ your, mm-hmm. employ your services
yes.
when they're hiring.
Yes.
And so that they know, hey, because they need to know what they can ask, what they can't ask. They can be in the room during the interviews, but that you guys are filling out the forms and doing legalities.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Our main goal is to be help with compliance and to make sure that the rules are followed. And, you know, sometimes employers call us and they're like, this is what I want to do. And I'll be like, well, here's your risk. Here's your reward. And it's sometimes the risk is really high. And my recommendation might be, no, that's not what we need to do right now. Let's take a different path and make sure that we do it so that it's as safe as possibly can, especially when it comes to like termination or separation. But when we bring somebody on board and we have new employees, we ask all the questions. We give all the legal documents. We make sure that the employee knows the policies and the procedures of the office or whatnot. And so we really try to educate and do that first line of defense before we get to the last line of defense.
The last line of defense. Fire, the final protective fire.
Exactly.
The flare just went up. Everybody, okay.
Yep.
So would you say that would be, I didn't look over to the left to see that you were starting to ask a question, Carl, but so let me just finish my thought.
Sure.
Would you say that is the majority? I mean, your services mm-hmm. are grand and across the board, but would you say that the majority of the workload with your company would be this kind of situation we're talking about, the legalities of hiring and firing?
Absolutely. Absolutely. It all begins with the hiring and the starting the process with making sure you hire right and asking the questions and really understanding we're not going to necessarily ever, well, we're not going to change somebody's personality. And so it's really important for us to interview and hire right from the beginning because we can usually train the skill. I mean, obviously, if you've got a clinical situation where they're a nurse or a physician, you need some credentials and we have to look at that. But in most cases, we can hire. Train somebody, and we want to make sure we give them the proper training, make sure we follow the proper steps so that we've set them up to be as successful as possible. Sometimes in the end, it doesn't work out. There are things that fall apart. There's situations that come up with the employee that, you know, maybe personally have home life. There's all kinds of things. Mental health's a real thing right now. We deal with that a lot. So especially from the Teamwork HR side. So we have the two sides of the company, the O2 staffing, which is just recruiting, more temporary services, but we still interview every candidate that comes in so that we matchmake them with the right employer. And then we have the Teamwork HR side where the employer might bring to us an employee or they want us to sit in with the interview process so that we ask the questions that maybe the employer hasn't thought about. And then we go through the whole process and hopefully the employee will last and stay and be happy and successful. And
well, you know, I'm going to take a little bit of an early break because
okay.
when I come back, this is what I'm going to ask you. We talk about the employee.
Yes.
Let's talk about the employer.
Okay, you
okay,
got it.
When we get back. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. Four Winds Jewelry. 2225 Hilltop Drive, voted best in the North State in a record searchlight poll. We think they're the best in the North State. This is all where we go shopping for jewelry, Linda. And, you know, that Linda goes in there and just kind of casually hangs out with Rebecca. And then when I come in, oh, well, you know, Linda was looking at this and this and this and this. It just makes my life easier.
I go in there.
Easier.
Well, I go in there and have, like, right now I need to have my mm-hmm. rings looked at, mm-hmm. cleaned, and make sure my prongs are okay. It's rodeo time. I'm going to be banging them around. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we're with the animals, you know, we're doing stuff. And so I like to have my watches cleaned and my watches repaired, batteries replaced. And it's just like you have your car. When you change the oil, you need to keep it up, especially if you wear jewelry a lot.
And Four Winds Jewelry has got a, you know, with rodeo coming up, they've got a big selection of turquoise and opal, get those squash blossom necklaces, all these things. We can't say enough about Four Winds Jewelry. Like I said, they're located at 2225 Hilltop Drive. They're open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. We'll be right back.
Feel the pulse of excitement as the Redding Rodeo returns. Buck and by the River, May 15th to the 18th. Secure your place now with tickets exclusively available at ReddingRodeo.com. Experience where legends are forged and unforgettable memories created at the Redding Rodeo. Mark your calendars for May 15th to the 18th. Thank you to our sponsors, Redding Rancheria, Valero, and Ford. Don't let this opportunity slip away. Visit ReddingRodeo.com today.
Your vacation is over, but the worst part, the long drive home from Sacramento. Unless you chose to fly from Redding, at Redding Regional Airport, your takeoff and landing are close to home, with quick check-ins and nonstop flights to San Francisco, Seattle, Los Angeles, and Burbank. You can travel the world with one connection on United, Alaska, or Avelo Airlines. Next time, skip the drive to and from Sacramento. Fly with ease and convenience from Redding Regional Airport.
If your pest control company has you wondering what stresses you out more, the bugs they miss or the bill they send you, then it's time to ditch big corporate pest control and call your local guys, Jefferson Pest Control. We have a combined 70 years of experience in dealing with pests including termites, ants, spiders, roaches, rodents, and more. We're local, we're fair, we answer the phone, and we can't wait to hear from you. We're Jefferson Pest Control. You can find us on Google.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. Big box store body shops to come to our area. They contract with as many insurance companies as possible. They provide discounts for these referrals. This allows the insurance company to dictate the parts and repair process to ensure the lowest cost of repairs as possible. This is not in your best interest for your expensive investments. At Coachmaster, we work for our customer, not the insurance company. We have no obligation to cut parts prices or use inferior parts. We follow strict manufacturer repair guidelines. It's your choice and your choice alone where you choose to have your vehicle repaired. Coachmaster was established in Reading in 1969 and doing quality repairs in Reading for over 55 years. Coachmaster has proven to be your best choice for collision repair. And yes, it is your choice. Our friendly service and quality repairs will have you referring all your friends and family. And remember, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Remember Coachmaster on Eastside Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Getting to the point where I'm no fun. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR. 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Today, the 7th of May, 18 in the morning. And it's going to be a beautiful day out there. A little windy, but beautiful. The rest of the week is. In fact, it's going to start getting hotter. This portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. You know, Maxwell started her business in 1993 and has been helping families, seniors, business owners, and veterans since the day they opened. Two separate divisions, one for insurance and one for financial needs, all under one roof. With everything that's going on with insurance, and especially insurance, but then the economy, no matter what anybody says, we all down here that are not driving around in our Learjets, we know that this is impacting on us, and it's probably impacting on your investments and your 401s. Give Judy a call at 530-221-0441 for a free review of your policies, maybe your investments, a free review and evaluation. She treats her people that come to her like friends. We do business with Judy Maxwell, and we're real happy. We're here with Jennifer Cram, who is the Director of Operations for O2 Employment Services, which is not just the hiring side, but the HR side.
Absolutely, yes.
Did I get that one right?
You did.
Okay.
Great.
So here's my question.
Yes.
We were talking about employees,
mm-hmm.
but you also have to deal with employers.
Absolutely.
And I'm sure that not every employer is like Linda and I, Sunshine and Puppy Dog Tails and all
right.
that. How do you handle that? I mean, you're somebody that may be gruff, maybe very direct in
mm-hmm.
their actions, not mean, but just
mm-hmm.
very direct. And most
sure.
people are not, we were talking about that. They're not used to that
mm-hmm.
today, younger people.
No, right.
If somebody is direct with them and says, this is what I want, and this is, you know, and they're thinking that the other person's angry at them.
Right.
When indeed they're not angry at all.
No.
They just have expectations.
Absolutely.
How do you do that?
Well, it's a great question because, yes, employers come to us for their resources, right? They come to us for either the recruiting side or they come for, you know, to us for the HR side, which ends
yeah.
up being payroll, leaves of absence, workers' comp. And so we have a lot of direct communication with the employer. So when we onboard the employer, it's really important for us to pair them with the right HR person, one that can handle that, and make sure that they understand the expectations of the client and what their business is and what makes them tick and what ticks them off. So a lot of times when we work with employers, we get a really clear expectation of what they desire in an employee and how we can better communicate that with the employee, mm-hmm. with the expectations up front. So clear expectations and clear communication with the new hire, or saying, asking the interview questions of how do you deal with direct input or feedback? What is the best way that you receive feedback?
That's great.
Mm-hmm. And so
that is a good question.
Yes.
How do you react to constructive criticism?
Absolutely.
We've had a person that just does not, in the past, does
yeah.
not respond at well
no.
at all.
No.
And then it becomes, they feel very attacked. Now, I don't
yes.
know where, you know, I haven't been there their whole lives.
Right.
So I don't know, but
right.
that, and that's a good question. How well do you handle constructive criticism?
Absolutely. And I think it's a fair question, because if somebody says I fall apart or I don't take it well, it might be a consideration for the employer to say maybe this isn't going to be a good fit because I'm extremely direct or I'm extremely communicative and or I have really high expectations of what this position entails. And here are some examples of that. And so it's really important in that interview process. Obviously, everybody gets really fearful of what I can and can't ask, but that's where we can come in and say, hey, here's some questions that you might want to consider when you're asking somebody that you're interviewing for the position.
See, that's great, because you're
that's a big thing.
It's a really big deal. And my girlfriend that I was talking about, whose husband they were hiring for specific positions, said, I can't ask this, I can't ask that. She wasn't complaining,
mm-hmm.
but she used your services
yeah.
and said that she felt really great being in the meetings, but that she knew that you were going to ask the right questions. And
mm-hmm.
then once this person had the background check,
yep. Yep.
because we learned the hard way,
yeah.
you must do a background check. So now we don't even know, is it possible, because I know people are listening and there are
yes.
certain people maybe have a home business.
Sure.
Or maybe they are entrepreneurs and they're starting something
yes.
up. Can you ask, what's the question I wanted to specifically ask?
You burn crosses in people's yards.
No.
That's a no.
Do you have a reason?
We can't ask that?
No, that's a no.
Do you have a reason? Is there a reason that we can't do a background check, that you are uncomfortable if we do a background check?
I think you have to be really clear in what you're looking for. We can't just randomly choose to do background checks. It has to be very specific to the job in which you're doing. So anytime an employer comes on board, we will ask, what is the nature of your business and what would require a background check? Are you going into people's homes? Are you working with children? Are they driving for your job? So there's some specific things that we would ask in order to allow us to do a background check.
Okay, I'm hiring a producer here. It's part-time. Can I do a background check on him?
Well, what would be your reasoning why you'd want to do it? Just because you'd want to know what their background is, or is it something specific to their job? Do they handle money? Are they going to be dealing with patrons?
They'll be dealing with patrons.
Every day.
They have to be here all the time, at least on their work day.
Sure.
They have to be here. And then we also have an idea of you've been arrested so many times.
Right.
You've been, you know, whatever.
Right. Mm-hmm.
I mean,
mm-hmm.
So...
We believe in second chances and third chances and have done so with our work.
Sure. And so if we did a background check, we'd have to be really consistent, number one.
Yeah,
so
everybody has to get one.
Everybody would have one.
Yeah.
And then you would want to make sure that it's specific to their job if you chose not to go with them. So if they came back and, for example, they have a history of abusive behavior, and that might be a deal breaker for your business because you're like, I can't hire that kind of person. But they're not, maybe their background comes back with a DUI, a felony DUI, which happens quite often. Mm-hmm. And you're like, but that's not a legitimate business concern of ours. Like, those things happen, and that we're going to still move forward with that hire.
Yeah.
Right.
On something like that, if it happens once and it was years ago and whatever.
Right.
But
things happen.
Two or three.
Potentially.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I was at a friend's business one time. And I said, where's so-and-so? Because the guy seemed like he was, you know, kind of an integral part. He
right.
said, here's where he is. If you remember when, I don't know if I've already said this,
but no.
That was when they used to have the mugshots.
Oh, mm-hmm.
And he pulls up this guy's photo,
mm-hmm.
and he was wearing the company polo shirt
yeah.
with the name on it, and his
yeah.
hair was out
Patching
like that.
Cracking up.
And I mean, the guy had been arrested for public drunkenness and all this.
Oh, we.
And he says, this is why.
Oh, you.
And I went, oh.
Don't
but
laugh.
But you know what?
We had a guy that worked for
no,
us
wait a minute.
Early
that
on.
That guy turned his life
yes,
around.
Sure.
And so, but that incident turned his life around.
We right. had a guy that used to work for us, and he would say, he would definitely just be partying on right now on the open. And he was young, and he liked to party. And one day, Carl said to him, buddy, you better turn your shirt inside out. If something ever happens, he did, didn't you?
Yep. He said, okay. And I said, if you've got that hat, take it off,
mm-hmm.
you know, or turn it around.
No, yep. And that's legitimate business
yeah.
needs. Like, and we have a policy. We have a policy that our
guy.
Internal yeah. employees sign that says, if you are wearing logoed wear and you are out representing the company, you need to act in such a fashion.
Mm.
Yes.
And so those are things that employers can do. They just don't know they can have a policy that says that, you know. But yeah, background checks are a deal, and they're getting a little more strict. The one thing I would recommend is do not start that person until their background has come back.
Right.
A lot
right.
of people will say, I need them immediately, and I'll just go ahead and get them started. And I'm like, no. Then it's no longer a pre-employment requirement of the job. It's then we're terminating them, and based on maybe a protected thing, it becomes quite
yeah,
litigious.
So you, if you're going to do that, you've got to make it consistent with everybody.
Correct.
Because everybody gets this because you're yep. dealing with people all the time. And
right.
we've had incidents
yes.
where you know,
yep.
the producer's gotten into it with, and,
mm-hmm.
and they never do that. They
yep.
know if there's a problem, they call me, and
yep.
no matter where I am, I'll be down here
yep.
if I'm in anywhere
sure.
in the area.
Mm-hmm.
It's only happened once
mm-hmm.
that I know of. And in 14 years, so that's
wow.
not, we that people understand what their job is.
Yeah.
And I said, you don't have to agree with the people with what they're saying on
no.
their show. Your
no.
job is to produce the show.
Right.
And we had one person that really had a problem with that, so we kept him off Sundays.
Mm-hmm.
But we just, you know, but he was really good.
Yeah.
And we kept him on everything else.
Yeah.
So.
I don't think people understand, and I don't mean this, many, I would say, some, let's just put it this way, let me start with this, some don't understand that when you're doing live radio, it's like you've got your finger on the pulse. One wrong word or some kind of connotation can set off a fire.
Sure.
Literally, it's like a match.
Yes.
And it's a very, you wield a weapon. You don't realize that you wield a weapon with live radio.
Yeah.
And so we tell people when they come in and they're doing, you know, this is what I love about having you on, Jennifer, because we know that H2 Employment Services, you do
O2 Employment O2, Services.
I'm sorry, I always want to call you H2O. O2
okay.
Employment Services, you do so much in the community with staffing, HR, payroll, workman's compensation and benefits. All of those things that really apply to a person in California, a company in California, and every week, every month, every year, several things are changing.
Oh.
We know just from putting up the piece of paper, I don't know how many pieces of paper we have to put up in the bathroom about.
A lot.
Yeah.
A lot.
Why did you put it in the bathroom?
And because hopefully they're up to date.
Everybody goes in the bathroom. It's on the door. You shut the door, hopefully, and then you have to look at.
That's right.
There you go.
Some leisurely reading material.
Yep.
Yeah,
leisurely. Okay, we got to take a break here with Jennifer Cram, Director of Operations at O2 Employment Services. And this portion of the show is brought to you by our friends down at Cypress Square Barbershop, where I've been going for the last 17 years, to get my haircut. Never had a bad haircut. It's a family-owned business. They started in 1960. They've been there at this present location in the Cypress Square Shopping Center. For, 35 years at least. The walls have not changed. The jackalope is still there. They did take down the dinosaur mount. It was leading to too many questions. But it's a great place to get a haircut. I call in at 530-244-9478. Set up my appointment so it works on my schedule, or some, you know, if you just drop by and they've got an opening, you're going to get a great haircut. I mean, it's a pleasant place to be. It's man's last stronghold. Linda walked in there one day, said hello to everybody. Everybody, of course, is very, very nice. And she walked out and she said, "There's so much testosterone in here, I have to shave my legs." Which everybody really laughed. And so, Cypress Square Barbershop, my friends. We'll be right back. You put the boom boom into my heart. You tell my toes sky high when your loving starts. I shoot a bug into my brain. It goes to bang, bang, bang. Till my feet do the same. But something's fine. Something ain't right. My best friend told me what you do. Last night left me sleeping in my bed. I was dreaming, but I should have been with you instead. Wake me up before you go. Don't leave me hanging.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Hello, this is Roland from the Flag Center. Are you thinking about a new flagpole for Memorial Day or 4th of July? Well, now is a good time. Currently, our high-quality Titan telescoping poles are on sale at prices too low to advertise. These beautiful silver or dark bronze poles are backed by a lifetime warranty and wind-rated at 95 miles per hour. The Flag Center, 2124 Hilltop Drive, since 1982.
Tired of that long drive home from Sacramento? Try Redding Regional Airport, where you can travel the world with one connection on United, Alaska, or Avelo Airlines. RDD is located just down the road. Skip the drive, enjoy quick check-ins, and travel with ease and convenience. Getting where you want to go is easier than ever with nonstop flights to San Francisco, Seattle, Los Angeles, and Burbank. Enjoy that vacation you've been dreaming about. Fly with ease and convenience from Redding Regional Airport.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive in Redding is a proud sponsor of Redding Colt 45 Baseball. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, featuring services with concentration in industrial automation, lighting, distribution, controls, data communication, solar, and energy solutions. North Valley Distributing, a proud sponsor of Redding Colt 45 Baseball. Call 530-222-1500. That's 530-222-1500.
As we all get older, the one constant thing is the aggressive, excessive mail and advertising for Medicare, Medicare supplements, and Medicare Advantage. And almost every one of them is a call center with no idea of what you really need. Siskiyou Insurance has an agent that deals with nothing but Medicare issues and can explain the differences clearly between a Medicare supplement and Medicare Advantage. Call Greg Green at Siskiyou Insurance at 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Good morning on this beautiful Tuesday. May 7th,
like
it is. Oh my gosh, we are kicking off with all of rodeo. Guess what?
Yes.
Before we even go anywhere, I know you have some announcements to make. We here with O2 Employment Services with Jennifer Cram. We're talking some really good juicy stuff. But in my hand right now, and I decided to dig into my stash, four tickets for Friday night. It's tough enough to wear pink. Four tickets for the first caller, 605-4567. Get you those four rodeo tickets. Because I love you.
And you should be trying to wear pink that night.
Yep, tough enough to wear pink.
Because we're going to come to your seats, and if you're not wearing I'm going to spray paint you in pink.
That's right.
No. First caller, four tickets to Friday night, tough enough to wear pink. Okay.
The phones are hitting because we have a 7-second delay. I always expect the phones to go ping.
Okay.
Takes a minute.
They are paving down on Continental Street and Shasta at the north end of the cemetery there. And they, we got a call from the city saying, can you tell people that we're going to be paving there and please avoid that area. So that's on Continental and Shasta Street at north end of the cemetery. There.
That's right. When you come off of 44, you know, you look to your right.
Yeah. Well, you know what? I would be really, really excited for them to tell me that they're paving plaster.
I know.
Yes!
And it has been 2 years, and the court case is still going on, and I still haven't figured it out what it is, but at least, Mayor Audette, you ought to think about handing out coupons so we can get the front ends of our vehicles realigned. Because we're Beth. Okay, Seth, you just won
tickets. Four tickets. These are $30 tickets, buddy.
You scored four. Yep. Just make sure.
I should have put you on the line and said, "Why? Well, who are you? Tell us your story."
You've got one job,
loyal
partner,
listener,
and that is to cheer and yell and have a great time.
Yeah. Okay. Friday night. Yes. And those are sold out.
And you know
what? We just happen to have Casey and our tickets.
The dance is going on afterwards. It's a great night. You're going to have a good time. Okay. Hey. We're here like with Jennifer Cram, who is Director of Operations at O2 Employment Services, which we're talking staffing, HR, payroll, workers' comp, benefits, all of those,
all
which
of it.
Is just so hard to try and keep up on. they take all of that out of the equation, and they'll take care of all of that for you. And we were talking about background checks and mm-hmm. how you're interviewing. What about social media? Since it has Facebook pages, Twitter, what else? What's the other one that people get on and make fools
Instagram.
Of themselves? Instagram.
And Snapchat.
TikTok.
TikTok's going away, but
TikTok is going away.
Snapchat X, all
Snapchat.
Of it.
Snapchat.
LinkedIn, all of it.
All of that.
Yes.
So, do you look at that?
No.
No.
You shouldn't. From a pre-employment standpoint.
Okay.
From a pre-employment, and even as an employee, you're like after the employee's already been hired, sometimes things happen in the sense that they might do something that's inappropriate, they're in logoed wear, it comes out on social media. Social media is a platform for your whole entire life to be exposed. It's like a billboard driving down the road, but it's for everybody to see. And it makes it challenging. We have a lot of times employers call us and say we're terminating somebody because they said something inappropriate on Snapchat about the employer. And we have to be really careful. And sometimes it doesn't go in the employer's favor. Like we have to say, well, maybe it's a coaching opportunity. We bring them in. Say, is this really how you feel? But there's also protections in place for the employee about freedom of speech, about their employer and their workplace conditions. And so it ties our hands a little bit. There's really good social media policies out there. We can make them as strong as we can when we consult with legal counsel, but it's really important to have that kind of policy in place that will protect you as an employer and give you a little more leeway to be on social media. I always say, as employers, be careful becoming friends with your employees on social media because it can open up a can of worms, right? Because you're exposed to a lot more, you become friends with them, and then you have to terminate them. And then you're seeing all the backlash of maybe their post-employment situation. Social media is tough for us in the HR world because it ties our hands a lot.
There's been several cases where people were fired because of social media, and it came right back saying, hey, I have the right to say what I want.
Correct.
And then it comes down to, well, what's the lines here? And the lines really are real nebulous.
They are. They are. And it's very challenging. Anytime we have a social media, especially like Snapchat. Snapchat is something where the person can take a picture or a video and it's supposed to just go away. But usually they're friends with hundreds of people in their contact list that they don't even realize that they're friends with. And they've said something and then it comes back. But it's hard for us to prove because the video's already gone. Or people might screenshot something or, trust me, we've seen so much. We've heard so much. There are things that I didn't even know existed that I was like, okay, how are we going to deal with this?
And you have children.
I do.
And a handful.
Yes, a handful. And I have so lots of children.
What kind of, I'm curious, like, do you sit down and have this conversation because it's so... It's somewhat threatening.
Sure. And I tell my kids, beware and be mindful of what you share on social media, because you're basically opening the window to your soul and letting people know what's going on with you. And a lot of times, like, what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. We don't need to have it exposed all over the place. We can have a good time without going and exposing, all of the things on to the public.
Especially when you're younger.
Mm-hmm. That's a challenge.
You'll say things, mm-hmm. not realizing that 20 years from now, and you're seeing it, you see this all the time.
Sure.
You did this 20 years ago, you passed on this, like and shared something that 20 years later is absolutely, forbidden by certain groups of people.
Sure.
And that could, you're going up for that next promotion.
Sure.
And, they're making their, they're checking because this is an important position. And they start finding these things back before you even worked for the company when you were young.
Yes.
It's just really, really have to watch what you write down.
You do. And I always just recommend to employees and even employers, just be mindful. Like sometimes they're going to do things that they don't realize that they've even done. could be a political affiliation that they didn't realize and they changed their mind years later, or a religious thing that they ended up posting. There are certain things that do come down to termination or a write-up, a strong write-up that, you know, in a social media situation, but we do handle them very gingerly, if you will.
Yeah, I imagine. So so nobody can really then do the background social media stuff because it just...
It creates a bias, right? Mm-hmm. Because we look at it and we're doing our own interpretation of what we think is going on based on our own beliefs. And so we have to be mindful of that. That's why the interview process, bringing them in, maybe there's some pre-employment testing, like their skill level, how they handle Microsoft Office, or do they really know Excel? Like, are they skilled for the job, regardless of what their social media platform looks like? You know, so you just have to be really careful.
Well, I've seen things where in some states, and I'm not sure if they're made this federal, you might know, is background checks and on certain groups of people that saying you can no longer can do that to see if they've been arrested before, because it prejudices the employer.
Mm-hmm.
But yet the employer would probably like to know their prospective employee's been arrested 3 times.
Sure. We've actually, this year there were some changes to that, and we actually removed it from our application. We used to be able to ask, have you been convicted of a misdemeanor or felony in the last 7 years? We don't do that, but if the employer has requested a pre-employment background check for specific reasons exactly, then we do it, but we don't have any preconceived notion, because oftentimes what would happen is the employee would mark yes that I have, but their background would come back clear. So then we're in this quagmire of like, okay, you wrote that you've been convicted of something, but nothing on your background came back. Can you help me understand? And, you know, we have to just do a little more investigative work, or vice versa. But that's been removed from our new hire application at this point.
Okay. We got to take a quick break here. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. They have, of course, started their new residency program. It's a 3-year program at 13 new doctors over there at Shasta Regional, and this is starting their second year. They've got another 10 coming in. They work at Shasta Regional. They work at local clinics, including the VA clinic. One of the reasons, of course, they're doing this is to show people what a great place it is to live in Shasta County, hoping to keep some of these doctors here. And the ones I've talked to have thoroughly enjoyed themselves so far. They had over 2,000 applicants for 10 spots at Shasta Regional Medical Center this time. Shasta Regional Medical Center, healing starts here. We'll be right back.
Fly me to the moon. Let me play among the stars. Let me see what spring is like on Jupiter and Mars. In other words, hold my hand. In other words, baby, kiss me.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Are you craving a delicious pizza at a great price? Look no further than Charlu's Tap House. Charlu's Tap House is bringing back their incredible pizza deal. Every Tuesday from 4 p.m. until close, you can enjoy half off on your second pizza. That's right, buy one of any size and get the second one half off. This offer is only available for dine-in. So gather your friends and family and head over to Charlu's Tap House. The famous meal deal is back by popular demand. For just $29.95, you can choose between a medium 2-topping pizza or a large plate of spaghetti with 2 mouth-watering meatballs. You have the option to indulge in a large house or Caesar salad. It's a complete feast at an unbeatable price. Charlu's Tap House is the place to be every day of the week from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Enjoy a refreshing drink from our beer wall and get a fantastic 25% off during happy hour. Don't miss out on these incredible offers. Visit Charlu's Tap House today and savor the flavors you love at the prices that can't be beaten.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
The official meeting of the business-to-business meeting is called to order. Business-to-business, where we always say, make every transaction a win-win-win. Our guest today is Steve Clark from Minuteman Press of Reading.
Today I'd like to talk to you about business cards.
Well, I just get mine from this.
Don't say it. Don't do it. If you're thinking of ordering your business cards online, don't do it. Keep your business local.
But they keep her online.
No, business cards from Minuteman Press of Reading start at just $35, and custom design services start at $29, and you keep your money local.
Hey, that's a win!
Let us at Minuteman Press of Reading take care of your business cards. Rapid turnaround time and price right. We also do full-service direct mail and promotional products at Minuteman Press of Reading.
Call 221-0400. That's 221-0400.
For Minuteman Press of Reading, where we design, print, and promote you.
221-0400. That's 221-0400.
Minuteman Press of Reading. Call today.
Your vacation is over, but the worst part, the long drive home from Sacramento. Unless you chose to fly from Reading, at Reading Regional Airport, your takeoff and landing are close to home, with quick check-ins and nonstop flights to San Francisco, Seattle, Los Angeles, and Burbank. You can travel the world with one connection on United, Alaska, or Avelo Airlines. Next time, skip the drive to and from Sacramento. Fly with ease and convenience from Reading Regional Airport.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and DeBott. And today we have Jennifer Cram, who is the Director of Operations for O2 Employment Services, Staffing, HR, Payroll, Workers' Comp, and Benefits. And we're just finding out all types of neat stuff here today. And Linda's got the weather.
Oh, and we love the fact, going back to that, that this is going to be a monthly segment.
Yes.
And we love that you're on. You just bring so much knowledge and expertise. So thank you for being with us.
Thank you. Wind advisory.
I can see the, you know, the canopy kind of flapping outside there. It's going to be sunny with a high of 74 today, but we could have gusts up to 18 miles per hour tonight. Clear skies with our overnight lows of around 51. Again, the wind could be up to 22 miles per hour tonight. That's why we have the wind advisory. And Wednesday, it looks like we could have gusts up to 26. So we've got these breezy days ahead of us, folks. Thursday, sunny with a high near 87 and wind gusts up to as high as 32 miles per hour. That's where we're going. Thursday, clear skies with overnight lows of around 60. Friday, 80. Friday looks like it's around 92. The winds die down after Thursday night. Saturday will be about 94, and Sunday, 93. Mother's Day. Happy Mother's Day to all of you wonderful mothers and fathers that support mothers mm-hmm. as well. Mm-hmm. And the weather is brought to you by our friends out again, once in Anderson, Shasta Gas Propane.
Okay, we're here with Jennifer Cram, Director of Operations. Linda has to run away. She's got another appointment, and she's taking Buford the Wonder Dog.
We
have Odina the Wonder Horse, and now we have Buford the Wonder Dog.
That's right.
That's okay.
I love it.
We're going to talk about the impact on this on medical industry mm-hmm. with new regulations are kicking in.
They are. So I think California is getting a little accustomed to all these changes, right? We've had minimum wage increases across the board for the last 5-6 years, every year, dollar employers of a certain size,
sometimes
right?
$5.
Correct, exactly. And so most recently we had the Fast Food Council, where franchises that had 60 or more across the United States, all fast food workers went to $20 an hour, which is a huge impact on that industry for sure.
Well, it's not just that industry, but it's other industries that may have, you know, like cleaning rooms, things like that, that they look over there and they leave the job they have to go work in the fast food industry, which causes a shortage of other people.
Absolutely. I mean, it's the compression all the way across the board, for sure. Yeah. And then you have the small mom and pops that are just trying to provide a fast food service, you know, the taco shop example. And any of those little guys that are out trying to just do their thing, now they're competing with that. And it's no different now with the medical side of things. So as of June 1st, minimum wage or the minimum wage that an employee can make is $23 an hour in a large medical institution. So we're talking the hospitals, very large centers that have a tremendous amount of physicians, say I think it's 23. The minimum that any employee in that organization can make is $23 an hour. So that is going to have an effect on the small independent practices or the small medical facilities that don't have that. And they're going to be competing now with those $23 an hour wages. They could go to the hospital. They could go to these larger institutions to have more pay.
And keeps going up.
It will. It's going to go up to $25 by 2026, I believe.
So you're looking at, again, $25 an hour, but then again, in compression, it's what about the people one step above them?
Correct.
They also get a raise because of that.
Absolutely.
I mean, the whole thing is, it's when they pass these laws, we need living wages, but they don't realize what it does to small businesses.
Oh, absolutely.
And they're doing it in hospitals, they're doing it in fast
food. Yep.
What's the next thing?
Well, that's the question, and that's exactly what we keep asking ourselves. What's on the ballot? What's coming up? Because it terrifies us, because before long, you know, every industry could be potentially affected.
How about administrative helpers? Typists?
Yeah. You know? Oh, all of it. Yeah.
Entry level is now $20 an hour.
Oh, easy. Yeah. Or in the hospital setting, you have your entry level worker is at $23 an hour. And so that affects the entire organization, and it just raises everybody else's, you know, rate as well.
And then you see a California legislator which says, well, you know, real truly, it should be $50 an hour. I mean, when they say that out loud, and it goes, I mean, and it's like $50 an hour.
And then you go back to them and say, listen, but I'm taking all the liability. I'm taking the risk. I do not get, especially medicine.
I don't get $23 an hour.
No. And in medicine, reimbursement has not gone up. It's gone down. It keeps cutting and cutting and cutting.
Talk to doctors. Yes. You know, like the Medicare keeps going down.
And, absolutely.
Well, where's the money coming from? Well, correct. Look how expensive insurance is. It's expensive because of these rules.
Exactly. Absolutely.
In many cases.
Right. Yeah. Yes.
Well, but you're right in the middle of all that.
In the middle of all of that. Exactly. So our role is to make sure our medical clients are aware. They understand the compression that it might have on their business, the financial impacts that it could have on their lower wage earners that at one point was a really good wage in the medical industry.
Uh-huh.
You know, now it's they're competing with that in trying to retain their own staff and staying in a small practice. That's why you see a lot of small businesses or small medical practices joining with the larger groups, because financially it just doesn't make sense for them.
Well, you know, they're under constant observation by the government.
Sure.
They have all these new rules that come out. And so the days of a general practice physician, internal medicine, general GP opening his own business, it's going to be harder and harder to find. They're just going to join a hospital group.
Right.
Or they're going to join a group because they work, like, let's look at Kaiser.
Yeah.
At 5 o'clock or 4:30 at Kaiser.
Yeah.
And we've seen this and experienced it. They go home.
Sure.
And if you need anything done except emergency stuff between Friday afternoon and Monday morning, it just doesn't happen.
Right. Or you're going to the walk-in clinic or the emergency
room.
Yeah. No, it's definitely a challenge. And then you add on top of that you're now an employer in the state of California. And I have all these rules and regulations that I have to follow.
Taxes.
I have to do taxes. I have 5 days of sick leave 40 hours per year. I have, you know, all this compliance. I now have a workplace prevention policy that I have to have into effect. All of these things just compound it. And some days employers call me and say, Jennifer, why do I do this? Why do I continue, excuse me, doing this? It doesn't make sense. It just doesn't pencil anymore. But they love what they do. They love their community. They
absolutely
love their people.
Now, you all will go out to different businesses. Let me just say businesses.
Across the board.
And you'll give a presentation.
Yes.
To the owners and stuff.
Yep.
And that's, you know what? I thoroughly recommend you all do this because sitting here with Jennifer for 47 minutes, you know, not counting on breaks, 47 minutes, we've learned so much, and I hope everybody else has learned so much. But then they'll come in and give you a presentation, which will kind of like, at least help you stay out of problems.
We hope so. That's the goal. Yeah. We want to see everybody successful. And if we can help navigate that, that's our role. That's what we do. We do this day in and day out. Employers don't.
Yeah. Buford the Wonder Dog is now leaving the studio.
Hi,
how do people get a hold of y'all?
Oh, you can give us a call at 530-223-4674. You can email us. You can email info@o2es.com, or you can send me a message, jcram@o2es.com. We'd love to hear from you guys, and if there's anything we can ever help with, we will help navigate you in the right direction, even if, you know, you're not part of our service package. We're happy to help our community. We love our community.
Well, and let me just say this. I've been to so many, as you know, so many fundraisers and all this, and there's mm-hmm. O2 right in the middle of it, buying things, bidding on things, buying tables, presentations and all this. So, yes, you are a big part of our community.
Yeah. We're excited. We've got the O2 Employment Services is going to be sponsoring the Bull Riders at the Reading Rodeo.
Right.
We're so excited.
Getting ready.
It's that month.
Okay. Hey, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you.
Tomorrow, we've got the Chamber of Commerce, and Les Mis is going to join us in the morning to sing some of their songs from